I am recording Tehillim Samchei 65. Lamanetzeach, this is a strong prayer, Mizmor le David, a song for David Shir, a song. It's unusual, not that many parakim have so many expressions of song. But especially in this parak, where we speak about praise, the praise of Hashem. Lecha dumia sehila. We are told to you, silence, Sehila. This is the best praise. And our Chazal learned this in quite a number of ways. The first way they say is, Lacha, Hashem, to you, Dumiya, you have silence. Dom is silent. And it's interesting, the word dumb in English means silent. Like as in deaf and dumb. Sehila, when we dive into you, how come you don't answer? Lacha dumia sehila. To you is quietness. When we're davening, we don't get an answer. So we're told Hashem responds, he says, do you not think I want to answer? When I see the Beit HaMikdash Charav, when I see the suffering of the Jewish people, I want to yell out like a woman giving birth. Why don't I? Because the Midas HaDin, the justice, does not let me. So when the Klal of Israel heard this, they responded back with the same three words, Lacha, to you Hashem, to Mia Sehila. Our davening is also going to be silence. We're going to wait. We're going to wait till the right time comes for us to get answered. He gave an example. If somebody takes a chicken, puts it in a pot, starts to cook it, and 10 minutes after it's cooking, he takes it out and starts to eat it, it's not going to be very appetizing. It's not ready. The same way we pray for Hashem's help, but we're not ready. So we wait and we wait till we're ready. We just hope that the healing and the help will come soon. Elohim, Hashem, B'tzion, you are in Tzion. Ulocha, Yeshulam, Neder. And to you, it will be paid the Neder. At the place of the Beis HaMikdash, this is where we desire to go. And we're told that this parak is speaking about the Jews in Galus. That we're still in Galus, and we pray that Yerushalayim Mircha, that we go back to Yerushalayim, that we become redeemed. Shomea Tefillah, you listen to Tefillah. Adecha, to you, Kol Basar Yavo, all people come, all the nations, everybody comes, has to come to you. So why aren't we answered? Divrei Avonos Gavru Meni. The words of sin are overpowering me. Pesha'enu our sins, ata tsechaprim, you forgive them. Ashrei, blessed is the one, tivchar usikarev, the one who's chosen to come close. Yishkon chaserecha, to come to stay in your dwelling. Nisba'al, we were satisfied to Beisecha, with the good of your house, Kodesh Heilecha, the holy of your dwelling, of your place that you stay. Not that Hashem is a place, but many times we're given to understand just in terms that we can understand. Meraos, miracles, the tzedek, injustice, ta'anenu, you answer us. Or it could be anos, to be tormented. Elokei Yishenu, the God of our help, Niftach Kol Katve Eretz, you are the trust of all the ends of the earth, V'yam Rechokim, and the seas far away. Mechen Harim Bechocho, Hashem prepares the food for the roebucks with his great power. Nezar, he girds Begvura with power. Mashpiach Sha'on Yamim, he quells the raging of seas. And many times the raging waters have to do with the enemies who come like a tsunami against us. Sha'on Galehem, the sound of the waves, the Hamon, the Umim, and the confusion of the nations. The Yiro Yoshve Kitzavos, and the people of the ends of the earth should fear Mosasecha from your signs. Motsai Voker, the you say the Inashmaris, we say Yotzar, we pray as the coming up of the morning, the Arab, and in the evening, Tarnin we will sing. Pokadita Ha'aretz, you remember the earth. So we see the earth as a pekida, the earth is a particular time when it needs to be sown and fertilized. Utashoka Keha, and you gave it to drink. Rabas to Asrena. You gave it much produce. Peleg Elakim Male Mayim. The spring of Hashem is full of water. That's when people say they don't have a parnasa, there's not enough money. Hashem has all the money. Leah Kasev Eliazov. He gives it to whoever he wants. Peleg Elakim Male Mayim. Tachin Deganam. He prepares the grain. Because that's how he set it up. This is how he set up the world. Telomeha, the furrows, the dry furrows, Rave, are satisfied with the rain. Naches, Gedudeha. And they quiet the armies of the people like armies, they're quieted when there's enough food. They revive him with the rain, sometimes it's strong rain. Timogigena, they soften the ground. Simcha, and the produce will be blessed. Itata, you crowned Shnas Tovasecha, the years of good due to the rain. Umagalecha, and your feet, Shemayim, Yirafun Doshen, will drip of plenty. Yirafu Laos Midbar, you sweeten the praise in the Midbar, that we were in the desert, in the wilderness. Vigil Givaos, and the happiness of the mountains. Tach Garna, you gird yourself with. Loshu Charim Hatzon. The male sheep mate on the females. The Amokim, that's the time when the valleys, Yatfu Var, are full of produce. Yis Ra'u, they praise. Afya Shiru, they sing, just as the sound rushing over the produce, rushing over the grains. That's the beauty of the bracha that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have enough rain, we have enough food. And the Chazal learned from this that when you have enough food, you shouldn't get used to eating meat, but you should use milk products better to feed your family so they shouldn't get spoiled and always need meat. That's what it says, Loshu Charim Hatzon. You should rather have the produce from the tzon, which is the milk and the cheese, rather than having the meat. And this way we will appreciate the full bracha when we're not busy running after the gashmi, running after just the physical.